Ride this one.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Welcome to episode 93 of Ride This One Podcast.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The Cedar Point Opening Day Podcast. That's right.
Yeah, stealing old jokes from Muscle Daddy. I see how this shit is.
Hey, whatever. You know, it didn't get heard on the radio, so they didn't know.
Right, you know, whatever.
No, only people that knew about it were you, me, Muscle Daddy, and our guest.
Well, and now they fucking know.
Slater, whatever gives him personality, just let him steal it from me.
All right, Clyde, you already
can have a stick. The boys.
Alright, well everyone, welcome to episode 93. You didn't have to wait fucking 6 months this time, so I'm proud of us.
Absolutely. See, this is what happens when we go to an event. We actually get content out on time.
Sure. Conquering mental illness one episode at a time. So,
hey, that's what, you know, it's all good. We're here, we're alive, we're good.
Yeah, but you know, it's not just you and me. Of course, we have Muscle Daddy. How you doing, darling?
Pass.
Okay. And of course, we have a guest today.
We have
the one, the only, Zach from your favorite coaster sucks. How you doing?
Hey, yeah, I'm here representing the La Feria of podcasts.
Is that a pasta?
No. It's a lovely Latin dish.
Oh, okay.
Former home of Cumata.
Is that like Six Flags Qdoba?
Six Flags Qaddafi? What?
No, it's Qdoba.
Wow. The kids listening to this would not remember who Qaddafi is, so you know, it's all good.
Right.
If children are listening to this, don't. Just don't.
There you go.
Yeah, don't. Turn it
but
off
if you're
right
still
now.
Listening, go kill your parents.
And for a second time, I'll mention at the top of the show, as they heard it in the previous episode, Zach, thank you for our new intro for Ride This One.
It really
was time.
Slaps, man.
Yes. Slap $70 right out of my pocket. The jokes just aren't as fun when they're natural. I said that joke before. I'm forcing that joke in again. And it just makes me feel like a cheap whore.
You can't fucking bitch about the rate when I asked you if that was a fair amount.
Well, guys, technically this is episode 93.3 because we've been fucking up. But let's get back to Zach bitching at Slater for being a cheap fuck.
Bitch, Slater wants to bitch about how much I charged, but I said, is this fair? And he said, yeah.
Listen, here's the thing. In real life, I'm nice. On a show, I'm a royal cunt. Well, except for at Hollywood Nights, where I made fun of your jacket the whole goddamn time.
And that's because you were jealous of it.
Oh, totally jealous. I would own that in a heartbeat. Only mine would have, like, dicks on it.
And that I could see. I think we were talking about that, just sewing them inside, outside, dangling everywhere. Not like dick patches, but like full on floppy dildos in every direction.
Hey, kids, would you like one of these?
And once again, everyone, happy Pride.
You know what you call a jacket, though, with that mini dildos? Bibi bait. Anyways, we need to find out what we've all been up to. So, Goliath, we'll start with you. Let's see how long this takes this time. What you been up to?
Well, I went to Kings Island, got some new coaster credits for the first time. I was actually able to get on Banshee. Still not as good as Montu, but, you know, I didn't break Banshee this time, so that's good.
That is very good.
So see everyone, eating disorders work.
That's right, absolutely. Just eat less. You don't have to stop eating what you want. Just eat less of it.
Just throw it back up.
Yeah, no. I don't want to deal with that. I'll just eat less of it. But yeah, I got on Banshee for the first time. I got on the second best hyper at Kings Island.
All right. So Orion was good.
No, not really. Not really at all. I mean, it was okay.
It looks pretty.
It's pretty, but it's not that great. I mean,
so what you're saying, it's like most gay men, pretty but lacks substance.
Pretty much.
All right.
That's it. No, it was okay in the back. The probably the funnest part was the hill that you take sideways. That was kind of fun.
Oh, but, wow. Now that's enthusiast speak. That hill that you take sideways.
Do I ever? No, I'm
feel
not
like
an
that
enthusiast.
Also could be applied to the gay men thing, you know, better in the back. And when you take sideways,
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What is
of
it
course,
called,
more then? Likely with me, it's just a lazy blowjob in the back of an Oldsmobile.
And it's sideways because there's a bunch of shit on the other seat.
God, when the fuck was the last Oldsmobile made?
Right?
Jesus Christ.
Listen, it's just one I found in the woods.
Hey, whatever works for you.
Meet up by Creek Hollow. You know where that old Oldsmobile is? Right there. I'll give you a good old fucking.
Talk about shit in the woods. I also got the Beast. And let's just be honest. Let's RMC that shit.
RMC the Beast. I'm for it.
RMC the Beast.
RMC the Beast.
I disagree. Leave it alone.
You know, the only thing RMC has to keep is that Final Helix. That Final Helix was pretty intense. But other than that, it was eh.
We all like it, but we also all hate it. Like,
you
I don't
like it.
I don't think there's
don't
anything
like
you
it.
Can do to, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, RMC it. I think it'd be sick. The problem is they're never going to spend the money it would cost to, like, fully RMC every inch of that track. No way. Never.
No. Especially, you know, now that they're not doing hybrids or conversions, they're just doing the full steel box, the iBox track.
Right. No surprise.
Which is
there.
Probably a good move considering that lumber right now is fucking insane.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. Any plans for wooden coasters anytime soon? That shit's got to be fucking out the window with the price of lumber.
Well, everything's
all you got to do is go
expensive.
Down to the Amazon and you're good. You get all kinds of wood down there.
Mm. Yeah, but then you got to kill, like, little, you know, indigenous tribes and stuff, and that's just a pain.
You can also, yeah. If you want, you know, cheap wood, you can just go to the bathhouses at Indiana Beach as well.
Where you apparently stayed.
We'll get into that.
Yeah, well, I saw that picture. I was like, yeah, no.
We'll get
but
to
we
that.
Will, we
we'll
will
get
talk
to that.
About
we're not
that
talking
later.
About me yet. Glad we're still talking about you.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And your big old bald head.
That's right. I also rode one coaster at Holiday World. Yeah, I rode one.
Oh, yeah. And which one was that?
I rode Raven.
You didn't even ride Voyage?
No.
Oh, wow. Oh my.
I wasn't missing anything. My back wasn't feeling that great towards the end of the night. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'll pass.
It would have done
yeah,
a
your
lot
back wasn't
days.
Feeling good because you were standing in fucking line for hours.
Amen to that. No, I wasn't. You think
that
I was
place
actually
looked like
at
hell
the
on
park?
Earth.
How the fuck did you get offended by him asking if you rode Voyage? You were like, no.
He's a special kind. All right, Muzzle Daddy, what have you been up to?
Not a goddamn thing, man. I've been working. I've been sitting at fucking home. Was going to check out a podcast someone started, but then I remembered we're not trying to kill ourselves this week.
and we're not supposed to talk about them on here
wait,
anymore
Ranger
anyways.
Ranger started another podcast?
Yo, they wouldn't know who I'm talking about.
Ranger started another podcast?
God. Ranger started a podcast, man, that would make going to sleep way easier for me. I wouldn't even have to drink before I went to bed. I could just turn that off and drift off into the abyss.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Slater, how about you?
Well, I haven't been up to much, although I guess I did go to Indiana Beach for the first time. That park is fucking amazing. Goliath, you were there, too.
I was, but we were talking. We said we were going to talk about Holiday World and Indiana Beach later.
Well, Holiday World, Hollywood Nights, we'll talk about later. But what we can mention Indiana Beach. Zach, you were also there.
Sure was.
And he was the reason we were there, isn't he?
I mean, I was going to go to Indiana Beach either way, but
well, true, but yeah. On the same day.
No, on this day, I was planning to do Indiana Beach. I although I missed that and I said I was going to, what's that fucking piece of shit? Beach Bend. I don't know why I kept saying Beach Bend.
Slater told me he was going to Beach Bend. And I was like, why are you going to Beach Bend?
I don't need to go to Beach Bend. No time soon.
No, you don't.
How dare you slander Beach Bend, the wonderful park that advertises on the side of semi trucks.
Yeah, Muscle Daddy sent us that. I'm like, yeah. That park is special. Have any of y'all been there?
Yep.
I went probably 15 years ago. So I got to see it when it was a real piece of shit.
Yeah, I went with the year they opened the Rumbler. Holy fuck.
It was worse then. I mean, I went like 2 years ago. That was, oh.
Okay, I need to do it just to get that credit. Also, because I know that roller coaster is really, I mean, there's just nothing. It just happens to be there. It's weird.
Exactly. There is nothing. There's a really unique dark ride there. You definitely have to check the dark ride out. And, you know, Slater, you might be into the scat too.
Maybe.
Maybe.
That ride's fucking insane.
Oh, no. Things tend to make me sick.
Yeah, that shit'll fuck you up.
I bet it will.
I just remember, like, I was walking in that park, and, like, from some flat ride, I hear, y'all wanna go faster now? And then just, yeah! And I was like, yep, that's where we are.
God bless the great state of Kentucky, where every time I drive into the state, there is a tire fire immediately on your left or right. This is not a joke. I drive to Kentucky 5 days a week. Every fucking day, there is a tire fire the second you hit Whiteley County.
Wow.
Bro, ain't that dinner in a movie there?
I mean, yeah.
This is a dinner theater right here.
Dude, it's amazing. Apparently, the first county you enter in Kentucky from Tennessee is the geotracker capital of the world. There are more geotrackers than anywhere else on Earth.
Geocaches?
No. Geotrackers.
Fucking.
The beautiful old 90s alternative if you couldn't afford a Jeep.
Oh.
I saw a yard in Kentucky that had 21 different geotrackers, I've counted now.
Oh my,
and one of them runs, I think.
My brother had a geotracker. That was his first car.
Wow.
He spent $10,000 for that motherfucker.
Holy shit.
That was a long time ago, too.
That was 90s money.
That was 90s money, too. That was more like 2002 money. But
that's still 90s money. You're good.
Oh, man. My first car was an Oldsmobile.
Was it back in the woods?
It probably is now.
It was the one that his youth pastor took him to.
I wish. I wish.
Which isn't that exactly the theme of Mystic Timbers?
Pretty much.
I would think that. I wish. That would be amazing.
And then just like, right,
the,
and just like
the pitch Mystic, meeting.
And just like Mystic Timbers, the AC didn't even work. Talk about there's
like a super rapey truck out front. Yeah. And then they're like, don't go in that shed. Like, hey, just like, do not go in that fucking shed.
All right. So what if we made a roller coaster with the theme being getting raped in the woods? Bill, I like it.
Like, hey, here's this show, Handmaid's Tale. Can you just do a roller coaster after that, please? And so was born the voyage.
That's, you know, that was the whole plan behind the women's only rides.
Oh, God.
They're like, all right, put your little red outfits on. Now one of you has to be blinded.
Or just look at Bybee directly in his teeth. That'll take care of it.
So, there's teeth under those gums?
All right, Zach, what have you been up to? Anything exciting going on in life?
Oh, just smoking weed and listening to music.
Yep.
What you listening to?
Bunch of dance music.
Ah, okay.
Shit you probably wouldn't care
for. He's like
for.
Me. He will make his own music, and then he goes and he sits in a dark room and masturbates to it. It's wonderful.
Oh, speaking of, everyone remember Father's Day is next weekend.
Fuck my dad. He's dead. So it doesn't matter.
That's a really, really specific way to celebrate Father's Day.
It is very specific. But it's a good workout, too, because first you got to dig a hole.
Every year, Slater pulls out the fleshlight he had molded to his father's colon.
Of course.
Just to reminisce.
That is a fucking business I should start for people who have lost their spouse. That, like, we will do a post-mortem model of their genitals and or holes for you so you can keep that sex life alive.
Wasn't that a Black Mirror episode?
I don't know. I don't really
watch I don't remember any Black Mirror episodes besides the one where the Prime Minister fucked the pig. That's the only one I could remember. Just because, like, you're thinking, alright, it's gonna be, he's gonna bam, bam, you know, nut, and we're done.
Is he really gonna do it?
Here's the thing. What they should do is just retheme Tower of Terror to that.
Oh my god. I mean, if they gotta keep cutting out rides, they can theme it to that, but mix in the Muppets, so he's actually raping Miss Piggy.
Interspecies erotica and necrophilia. Only on Ride This One podcast.
No, not only here. There's other people who do that too.
We're just the ones that talk about it on our podcast. We've got to talk about something because we can't talk about roller coasters all day. I mean, the other day I was looking for like theme park podcasts and there was like 100 fucking theme park podcasts. Have y'all ever done that recently?
But have you tried listening to? You just have picked one randomly and tried to listen to it?
No, I haven't.
When the fuck did that happen, by the way? Because, like, we only started, like, a year and a half ago, about 2 years ago, and there was, like, 7 then.
No, I mean,
it was you guys and Drunk Riders and Coaster Radio and In the Loop and, like, 3 others. And now there's like a million. What the fuck happened?
Most of them are really bad and only have like 4 or 5 episodes before they stopped completely. I mean, we're talking, these people are so fucking boring, they make Ben seem like he has a personality.
Yeah, Mike and EB, we made it all the way to 93.
That's right, we did it. We're going to make it to 100, baby.
Speaking of Ben, I met Ben, and it, for people who are retarded, that is Zach's co-host on Your Favorite Coaster Sucks. But I met Ben for the first time in real life at Hollywood Nights. So we were over at the water park, and I went to the Oasis to get a drink of water, okay? And all of a sudden, like, he walks up behind me and goes, "Hey." I turn around, and it's just, he's a fucking wall of a man, by the way. I knew he was tall. But, like, all of a sudden, it's just chest. I'm staring at chest. All right? He was so fucking hot. And this just annoys me. He was so fucking hot, it slapped his name right out of my brain. So for, like, 15 minutes, I'm sitting there talking to him, knowing who he is, but not remembering his name, trying desperately to just go around that. Who did I fucking ask? Goliath was like, "Finally, UMS, what's his name?"
No, because I wasn't at the water park for like until like 45 minutes into ERT.
I don't remember who it was. I asked somebody. I went up to him like, "I can't fucking remember." And I kept going, "Zach and, oh shit, Zach and, God damn it." But Jesus Christ. And I'm not the only faggot out there who was like, "Oh my fucking God, look at him."
And the amount of times I heard, "Oh my God, that guy is so hot, I want him," during Hollywood Nights is just like too high.
Yeah, it was not just me saying it. It was a lot of people. So
no, like somebody posted a picture of him, like a creep picture.
Really?
Yeah, that was
just weird. In the shitposting group. And then everybody started fucking thirsting over it. And he's like, "This is fucking weird." And I'm like, "Yeah, it really is."
One thing you can count on enthusiasts about is just being fucking creepers. I'll at least do it for entertainment purposes here, but I'm not going to just, like, post a random picture.
And y'all are like, "Why does Muscle Daddy never come to Hollywood Nights?"
I'm sorry, Muscle Daddy.
Because I want to go to the water park.
Muscle Daddy.
In my new fucking swim trunks I can't wear because you can totally see the outline of my cock. The entirety of it.
Why aren't you going? You need to go. You are going next year. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, I'm probably going next year.
So Ben and I went to Great America the day after Indiana Beach, right?
Yeah.
And while we were there, somebody fucking posted a picture of us there, like we're just walking on the Midway from behind. And then they're like, your favorite coaster sucks. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
And now you know why Bybee hates enthusiasts.
Listen, all through Hollywood Nights, I kept having people come in and be like, oh my God, I love the show. What's up? I didn't know half of them.
It's one of those things. We're kind of hard to miss, though.
The good thing is, though, everyone knows you guys. I could be there and nobody fucking knows who I was.
That's not true. That's not true. The second you talk, if they hear you talk, they know it's Muscle Daddy.
Just going to be silent as fuck for 2 days.
Like, real quiet. Like, ignore him. He's a mute.
Just, I'm going to learn fucking American Sign Language before this. And just
but be careful. We can't put you and Ben together in the same room. The gay enthusiasts would fucking explode.
Holiday World, if you want to make a real amount of money for the charity, just get Ben and Muscle Daddy in the same room. Right. The amount of money that you guys would raise, holy shit.
What are they supposed to
just,
do, though?
Just have, like, instead of doing the silent auction, they need to just have them be the auctioneers.
Oh, no. Ben cannot be an auctioneer. We will be there forever.
Going once.
He'd be like, wait, hold on, what number?
No. Ben is literally the sloth from Zootopia.
Going twice.
The sloth from
Zootopia.
We love
you, Ben. We love you.
We do. We really do.
Not as much as the people posting random photos of you, apparently, but, you know. So, let's jump to just a piece of news real quick.
There's news going on?
I guess Gatekeeper had a little bit of a mishap.
So, Muscle Daddy, how's Lydia gonna feel that her beloved Gatekeeper doesn't have a chain?
I think you could show her three pictures of three random coasters and Gatekeeper. She would know which one you're fucking talking about.
I think that's true. We discussed this, little bit of news before we started recording. And I believe, Zach, you had an idea of how they're going to handle this situation.
Oh, it's pretty obvious. It's Cedar Point. So it's just going to be like, Banshee, closed for the rest of 2021.
Wouldn't miss it.
I think that's possible. Like you said, there's two Cedar Fair parks that are safe, and that's Valley Fair and Michigan's Adventure, because they don't have a B&M.
Yeah, congratulations, guys. You guys are actually the winners in this one.
Although, I still think they'll take it from King's Dominion. They love taking things out of that park.
You can just get it from Patriot. That World's of Fun.
It's a shit coaster anyways. Who cares?
You're not wrong.
Yeah, right? They're like, actually, we're going to tear down Patriot, and we're redesigning Raptor to include four more inversions.
That's weird. Why does the track change colors? Poor Raptor. No one gives a fuck about it.
Do they need to? I mean, that's the question.
No. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Another bit of news is Jersey Devils fucking opened.
It did.
And right now the reviews are fucking everywhere with it, but with a slight lean to meh. So, which is a bit disappointing. I was actually really excited about Jersey Devil. I thought that was good.
That's the world's tallest and longest coaster. Didn't you see that Inside Edition piece?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious. I got a Google notification, and it was like, you know, news and stuff, and it says it was Inside Edition's YouTube, world's longest and fastest coaster opened. I'm like, what the fuck?
They finally opened the coaster at Six Flags Qdoba.
Absolutely.
So King De Ka opened that day, huh?
Hey, King De Ka and Zumanboro. King De Ka and Zumanboro are now running at the same time, thank you very much.
I fucking hate you. Zumanjaro is lovely.
It's boring.
It's not boring. It's not boring.
It's pretty much one of those.
How is it compared to Lex Luthor? Because that's like one of the best drop rides I've ever been on.
I've not ridden Lex Luthor, but the new Intamin drop towers are not as good as the original ones.
What are those, those fairs? Drop towers that go around the fairs. Those are the best. Knoebels has one.
The S&S towers?
Oh, those are the KMGs. The KMGs, right?
Yeah, those things, those are the best. Those are the fucking best.
Oh, yeah. The ones, they don't even stop at the top.
Nope, it's just like click, drop.
Slow, and then you just drop. Yeah, those are insane.
Those are good. I still think that Acrophobia's got one of the best drops on a drop tower.
Acrophobia is really good. I like Haunted Mind Drop at Glenwood.
Oh, I need to get out there.
Me too.
Do y'all think that that's where the Gerstlauer project's going?
No. No? I don't think.
Where are you thinking?
It's too weird of a terrain.
Well, but that it's supposed to be a difficult area.
That's true.
It's going to New Jersey. Have you ever been to New Jersey? That's pretty damn difficult.
Have you ever dealt with you?
We had a construction crew in the smell. After just 72 hours, they passed out.
So, let's move on to what I think the bulk of our show is going to be, and I'm sure we'll pull in a couple other new things as I look at, let's be honest, Screamscape and figure it out. But,
I was gonna ask real quick, did you all see what Universal was doing for the official opening of Velocicoaster?
No, I didn't.
They were handing out churros.
Okay.
Wow, churros. Well, I mean,
do you not remember they told everyone they were building a churro stand?
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Okay. Oh, thank you for putting... I read that they were giving out churros. I didn't know why they were giving it. Thank you.
And that's why Goliath already booked a flight.
Thank God.
Well, the trash cans were overflowing with churros, so you could just be a little trash pan and get in there. The ones that were sticking out on top, I'm not going to lie, I would have took one. Nothing was wrong with them.
That's a straight up George Costanza, just like, what's wrong with it?
Nothing's wrong. It's still in the paper.
Oh my God.
Sticking out of the top. It's fine. Just grab it out.
The problem is another person touched it. That's my concern.
I would pay $10 to see somebody just bite the end right off of it without picking it up. Just it's sitting out of the garbage can, just bite the end off of it.
Hey, I heard the water guy was at Universal, so, you know, maybe he would do that.
The water guy?
Yeah.
The dude who's drinking out of the fucking fountain.
The water fountain guy.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, some enthusiast said, oh, the water fountain guy's here. It's like, really?
Now that he's got a nickname, he's not going to stop.
No, definitely he's not.
You know, I think it's really admirable to want to ingest pink eye.
You know what? No. No, that's nothing. You know what? Get down, eat some ass like a proper gentleman, then we can talk.
Well, as long as there's no bulldogging going on, pink eye shouldn't be happening. Don't be eating ass on chili night, I'll say that.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're getting your ass eaten, have some common courtesy. You know, clean it real good, a little douche up that you're fine. Just keep it clean. Have respect.
You don't want a little douche. You want them to do a good job.
Nah, you want a little...
This is how I know, like, you're like a straight top, because you're just like, you know, just a little douche. Like, it's just like a quick little squirt, and you're done. Nah, bitch.
I want the flavor.
That's not how it works. You basically got to put a full-on water hose up there on high.
Well, good news is I got a power washer this week.
For only $9.99, Muscle Daddy will centrally power wash your holes.
I have a variety of ends for you to choose from. If you want a power wash, like a fan shape, whatever, I'll get up in there.
I like the idea that he's going to offer colonoscopies now.
Oh, there you go. It removes any polyps while you're at it.
I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just.
If you're real ambitious, you may be able to perform abortions using that.
God, I wish.
And that's going to be needed pretty soon, as they're going to be pretty much illegal.
I mean, look.
That's the good part. Now I can open up my side hustle. You know.
Anyone can call themselves a doctor if you spell it with a K.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
it's like to get my green card here in Missouri. I went to Dr. Nugs.
Dr. Nugs.
Dr. Nugs with a Z, like a mind great... you.
Wow.
Listen.
He's like, where are you a graduate of? Yes.
Not too far off, man.
Slater just walks into the office. Hi, everybody!
Well, he at least had medical experience. I feel like Dr. Nuggs was, like, dropped out of a medical class, and they were like, he started selling weed, and they were like, you were a doctor, right? And he's like, yeah.
Dr. Nuggs just comes in smoking a Swisher Sweet. Like, what's
Everyone just started calling him Dr. Nuggs because he had a fucking lab coat.
Dr. Nuggs sounds like somebody that would just live with Snoop Dogg.
But they're all called that. If you go around anywhere, at least here in Missouri, to get your green card, they all have ridiculous names.
That sounds like a 40-year-old man who lives in his mom's basement who sells weed to suburban kids.
It's the life. Man, it's the life. All right, hey, guys. Whatever works. Let's talk about Hollywood Nights, though.
Now is the part of the podcast where I can go poop.
Yay.
And that's going to be Patreon exclusive for those of you who are interested.
Oh, no. You'll hear the screaming.
Oh, sorry. My bad. That's going to be OnlyFans.
God, I wish. Those motherfuckers make so much money.
Mm-hmm. He just swallowed gravel for this event for the past 3 days. All right.
He's like, I've been drinking coffee grounds.
That and the rest of his diet was like literally beef jerky and cheese.
Raw oysters.
Oh, no. I went to Chipotle the other day and they had nothing. They had no rice. Half of their meat was gone and they were missing like five other things because their shipment didn't come in.
So what you're saying is you couldn't get E. coli there.
No, I still ate something. Okay. I felt so bad. I just...
Yeah, he didn't mention lettuce.
I made
lettuce.
A burrito out of what was left.
Oh, my bad.
The lettuce
my
was
bad.
Not eaten. I refused to eat lettuce.
I was going to say, yeah, the lettuce was there. E. coli was certainly on the menu.
True.
Listen, that's E. coli I don't mind. I love Chipotle.
Dude, I have never been as sick as I was when Jimmy John's gave me food poisoning.
Oh, jeez. Oh, gosh, maybe I
freaky
get my boyfriend
fast,
to stop
freaky
going there.
Good.
We always go to Jimmy John's. I do not care for it at all.
Like, that's the thing. You got to question a place that has the marketing tagline, freaky fast. Like, what'd you fuck
right.
up? What did you fuck up then?
Wiping. That's what they fucked up. They fucked up wiping.
Yeah, they're doing Amazon bathroom breaks there, so nobody's washing.
Jimmy John's is much better than Subway. I can say that much.
Well, it's not hard to be better than fucking Subway. You can literally just serve dog shit, and it's at least on par.
I'm going to say it. I miss Quiznos.
Ooh, Quiznos was good. But you know what the best sub place is? The best sub place is out in California. It's called Togo's. That place was awesome.
That's great. So anyways, how about Hollywood Nights, guys?
Talking about shitty food, transition onto Hollywood Nights food. All right.
I feel like I want to start this conversation about Hollywood Nights with a couple of things. First is this, I don't think most of this was really their fault at all. Holiday World generally puts on a killer event. We love them to death. So,
ouch.
Oh.
We're going to talk some shit though. So here we go. First of all,
did you have to start out so on the fucking nose, Slater, calling it a killer event?
I know.
You son of a bitch.
Okay, serious for a second. The opening did not go so well. Pretty much anyone's heard. Unfortunately, someone died on the voyage right at the beginning of ERT. It was a freak event.
Oh, but it's not too rough, huh, Slater?
Fuck you. So, okay. Apparently, what happened, I was just going to mention it, and I didn't even know this could fucking happen. She got whipped to the left, and it hit a main artery in her arm, and it burst or something, and basically she bled out almost immediately.
Wow.
It's like, and it's referred to as a type of aneurysm. They're incredibly rare, and it's just had to have already been weak and hit just right to do it. So we're talking freak fucking accident.
Slater's over here victim blaming now. This is This is a horrible podcast.
I know. It is. I can't not bring it up. It's really sad.
It really is.
I have met her and her son a couple of times before. It is incredibly sad. It is incredibly sad. But we're just going to mention it so people aren't like, why didn't you even talk about it? It's been talked about it. I'm not going to focus on it. I have dealt with enough shit in my life to want to focus on this too right now. So. Yeah.
If you want to donate, I think they've still got a
there is
GoFundMe. They've got a GoFundMe. We'll put it in the show notes.
We'll put it in the show notes. Yeah. There's a GoFundMe. I've already donated. And if you haven't and have the money, fuck you. Go do it. Gunner is a sweet kid who could really use the help. So
it's a wonderful thing that when, you know, a parent dies, you have to hope that everyone helps you pay to bury them.
And if you weren't at the event, it's worth donating to just for the thought of how many fucking assholes were complaining while that kid was there.
Oh my Jesus fucking God, I was about
that. Just basically sealed all of my opinions of the enthusiast community. Well, there's two sides. There's like the side of the community that was wonderful, and then the fucking bastards who just can't, they don't care. They don't care that someone fucking died.
That was one of the reasons I did not do ERT on Friday night, because I didn't want to bitch slap some enthusiast, dumbass for complaining about Voyage.
I mean, call me crazy, but, you know, I was there, and when I found out someone had died, I fucking left the event, because that shook me, because I have a fucking soul. But whatever, I just went back and got really fucking drunk, and yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
I don't know. People were terrible. And we're talking like people were talking about, well, if they don't reopen the Voyage, I'm going to ask for a refund. And oh, my fucking God, guys.
It was nuts. It was not even, it was uncalled for.
Oh, my God. How long does it take to get a corpse off the ride?
Oh, Jesus.
I think I heard that person there.
Kill me, man.
That was about accurate, though, because
it really was.
Because we were all, they had us all corralled in the food area when they were announcing that Voyage was going to be closed.
And I was in the water park when I was walking in the water park. We saw an ambulance, and I just figured maybe someone tripped film, like broke their wrist or something like that. I had no idea. It took a minute for all the info to come back to the water park. It was terrible. Fucking terrible. And I'm just thankful, though, it wasn't one of those situations where it was an enthusiast being stupid like the first time, because then there would never be an event there ever again.
There would be an event. They would just have to change the name.
Right. No, but
honestly, I'm surprised they kept it going as it is, given the history there. I wouldn't have blamed them at all for being like, well, we're going to wrap this year's, and we'll see you guys next year.
Right.
Now, did you guys notice that they changed the music for the second night? Like, the second night of ERT didn't have any of the, what's it called, music? Of the Wizard of Oz music, at least the places that I was.
Yeah. I wasn't paying that much attention to the music that was playing. But as far as the event beyond that, I went and I rode Cheetah Chase. That was a fucking mistake.
That's what I heard. I did not get on that one.
The ride is fun enough. So I don't have a problem with the ride, although it's like supposed to be like this like racing roller coaster. You don't fucking see the other people. So that's completely lost on it. It's a gimmick, whatever. The problem, it is a loading fucking nightmare. It has too low of a weight limit for a group. So, like, families cannot go together. They're constantly trying to figure it out. And it can't be a single rider either. I think it's, like, a 400-pound weight limit per car.
It's a 500-pound weight limit.
500? And that poor girl, she was trying to get me on there. I'm a big-ass motherfucker. I kept saying, you need to put a small person with me. But she kept trying to put other giant motherfuckers with me. I'm like, God damn it, grab a child!
So and basically, most of the people.
We do not endorse grabbing children anymore.
We do not. We are not ace. Okay. But I finally got on it. It was okay. It's a one and done for me. I don't ever need to do it again.
Brian told me that he got hit, you know, when he got to the top, it like hit his tailbone really bad. I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't ride that one.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to ride that, Zach?
No, I sat out all the water park stuff, not like as a conscious choice. It was more like, oh yeah, they do a water park thing and I forgot to bring a suit. So
yeah, make a point to do that if you've never done it before. Their water coasters are some of the best shit in the parks. So
they are. But we didn't get to marathon them like we normally do.
Yeah, like next year, I'm probably going to spend half my time in the water park.
Well, during the day, I'm not even in the park. I only go in for ERT. I don't waste my time in the park in the day. It's hot. It's got your regular old, your regular Indiana people there. I don't want to be around Indiana people. No.
You didn't want COVID.
I have to be around Missouri people as it is, and all these Tennessee motherfuckers, too. I'm just like...
Yeah, that's one thing I totally forgot. Fucking BO, man. Jesus Christ.
Oh, fucking yeah. Yeah. But, you know, these people don't shower on the best of days.
If you stop smelling that, you know, you might want to get checked for COVID.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a coaster.
COVID's not real anymore.
Oh, right. My bad.
Yeah, I noticed, you know, it was like 98% vaccine right there at Holiday World.
I was like, there was like one person who wasn't vaccinated. I was really impressed.
Yeah, we need to get them on it. Get them vaccinated and be done. Oh, wait, they are vaccinated and just still terrified. Okay.
pussy motherfucker.
Pussy ass bitches. Worrying about themselves.
January 6th was Antifa.
So now it was the busiest fucking Hollywood Nights I have ever seen. Holy
so Slater, you
shit.
Were there for you were there for the whole of Water Park ERT. We got there late. How many water slides did you get on?
I got on Cheetah Chase and Mammoth one time. That's it.
And the whole and we got there like ERT. 45 minutes, or we had like 45 minutes left on ERT, and me and Brian were like, fuck it, we're going to do the single rider. So we're, you know, walking through doing the single rider. We get up to the spot, and guess what, guess who they put me with?
Who?
It was me, you, and, oh my goodness, brain fart. Yeah.
Cameron. Yeah.
But yeah, you guys have been waiting how long?
It literally just happened to line
up
that we all ended up riding together. Like, we hadn't run into each other yet, and literally, because of how the single rider worked, we all ended up together.
That was good. That was fun. It was perfect. And that was the only thing we rode that whole day, or that whole night.
But god dang, it was so busy. You could tell they were cutting some costs with the food this year.
Oh. Oh.
You know, that's the one thing where it's on the park. But you know what? We're kind of getting through a pandemic. I'm sure last year was down, so I'm not going to complain too much. But, oh, shit, guys. Like
they should have just at least hired Big Boy to get the food up to par.
I knew that I wasn't going to bother writing, though, during ERT. When on the second night, the line for the voyage poured out of the station and all the way out of the Thanksgiving section and around the corner. And I took a video of that. And that was after they'd filled the interior queues, by the way. That was not before. So this was a long-ass line. It did not stay that long the whole night, but the average wait was between 40 minutes an hour the whole night. That's not ERT. I can get on it quicker during a normal operation day. And that's not the park's fault. They didn't expect this many people to show.
Well, it kind of is. They sold too many tickets.
But you know what? They
raised the price.
Here's the thing.
Raise
they
the
didn't
price.
Expect this many people to show. They just didn't. And they can't put a cap on it midway. It just you can't do that without pissing some people off. But I wonder if there will be a cap in the future and the price will go up if this is what it's going to be.
I'd be fine doubling the price and having the people.
But I honestly don't see them restricting how many people can come to it. I mean,
I don't think so
not
either.
In any real significant way.
Unfortunately, I don't either.
Well, so, if they got rid of the guest rule.
That's true.
Hey,
and
that would
I'm
be
sorry,
awesome.
There
that
were
would
a
give
lot
me an excuse
of,
to never come.
Yeah, there were a lot of like families there, like non-enthusiast families, who had no idea what was going on. but they'd paid to go to the event. And I couldn't help but notice that more than that than any other year I've seen that.
Are they the ones that were chanting random coaster names from King's Island?
No, that was the Bybee Boys. Oh, the fucking worst. Yeah, did you hear them all, like, chanting Taylor Bybee's name? He wasn't even hanging out with them at the time.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. I'm so jealous.
They were in front of us in line, and they kept going, and I was like, this is really annoying.
Here's the thing. This is how I know I'm getting old. Like, there was a time I've been like, yeah, people are having fun. We're all in this together. We're going to chant. We're going to yell. And now I'm like, just be quiet. I need quiet. I'm like an old man now. But I'm okay with it. I literally rode one ride during all of Hollywood Nights outside of the water park, and that is Gobbler Getaway. I didn't ride a single roller coaster at Hollywood Nights.
I did too. I got one roller coaster and I rode Gobbler's Getaway, which is a lot of fun.
I'm not gonna lie, I had just lost my friend real suddenly recently, and then the whole thing with this lady in Voyage, it kinda took me to a dark fucking place. So I wasn't feeling much in the riding mood, but I went and hung out with friends and drank and whatnot.
You found
and
an awesome that donut was good. Place and a coffee place.
Oh yeah.
I was going to say, Friday afterwards at your guys' cabin was fun. We were hanging out pretty late over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what it's about. That really is what it's about.
Yeah, for me, I'm there to hang out with my coaster nerd friends. Don't be wrong, I love riding the roller coasters, but just, man, the lines were so fucking long, and someone died, so I was in a weird place. But, yeah, so the first night, everyone came back, and we chilled at our camp. And then in the morning, me and Goliath, we went... Do you remember what the name of that town was?
Oh, well, I don't remember the name of the town. It was only like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
20 minutes from Hollywood.
French Lick?
No. But
no.
It was an adorable little town, and it had this great little coffee shop, and they have awesome restaurants and donuts and other things. So, and they act like there's nothing around there, but we have discovered there's a lot around Holiday World if you drive 15
minutes. That donut place... We were there at 9 o'clock. Was it 9 o'clock? About either 9 or 9:30, somewhere around there. But we were there, and they were completely out of donuts almost.
Yeah, it looked good.
Which,
but
it was Huntingburg. Huntingburg.
Hmm?
Huntingburg. Huntingburg.
Huntingburg. Okay.
Maine's Bakery was the coffee shop, or was the donut place, and Kim's Coffee was the coffee.
And they had, like, this beer place, like, this brewery, but we weren't able to go there, but it looked good. I don't remember what it's called off the top. Something goat.
Yard goat. Yard goat artisan ale.
Yard goat. Okay.
I was going to say, speaking of stuff near Holiday World, we found that there was, like, a grocery store right next to the campground that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was, like, right there, too.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. I've been in there before.
It wasn't great, but like if you're staying at the campground, they have definitely everything you need.
Holiday food.
That's the
and
one.
And a quick
yeah.
shout out to our friend Charlie and his family. They provided food for everyone, and it was fucking kick ass. They did breakfast. They did lunch. They also had a bunch of beer and stuff, although we all brought beer. So, but no, it was wonderful. So thank you, Charlie. And you know what? He keeps that pretty much open to anyone. I went and just gathered up a bunch of fuckers. I'm like, come eat. You know? So it was wonderful.
Yeah, he was super hospitable. So thanks to him. Yeah.
Charlie's the shit. And you know what? He's out of Cedar Point. He has a boat out there. I need to get out there. I'm just scared that his boat will sink if I set foot on it. I'm cursed out there.
Yeah, we don't want you to do that.
We don't want to do that. But the second night, we went actually to the Your Favorite Coaster Sucks camp. And what did you call what we did?
Silent Disco.
A silent disco. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. Who knew
it?
That
was pretty cool.
Zach's actually fucking talented.
He is.
Thank you.
He's a really good fucking DJ. Now that said, walking up to his camp, everyone's got these headphones because you can't make a bunch of noise in the middle of the night. But you have the whitest of most nerdy white, enthusiasts trying to dance to music, me included. So it looks absolutely ridiculous, but it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
I'm not usually into that style of music, but it was awesome. It was fun watching.
Goliath sat to the music. So
yes, I sat to the music because I was standing all day. My back was killing me, so I sat. But I enjoyed watching Zach spin. That was fun to watch.
Yeah. I also met Zach's wife. So now I have to keep being friendly with Zach to have access to her.
She was amazing. Awesome. She is awesome. You picked a good one.
I'm super lucky. I don't know how I got so fucking lucky, but...
You know, find them with the mental illness. They'll stick around.
It was such a coincidence. Their cabin was like literally a block away from ours.
Oh, it was right next to
us. We did not plan it. It was just, we were so close. It was awesome.
Yeah.
The next year we're going to have a whole cul-de-sac.
Super convenient how that worked out.
I felt pulled around though so much. There's so many different people I was supposed to say about. A lot of people who I've been like friends with online that were there this year that I got to meet for the first time. One of them being Davis. It was wonderful to meet you. He's got a great dick, everyone.
I wonder if his Taylor Bybee grinder's still going.
Oh yeah, and he made a grinder profile for Taylor Bybee. It was wonderful.
That's nice. Now he has two.
Right. But all right. So after we did the Hollywood Nights, it was cool. I mean, I think we're doing it next year, but soon I think I want to toss it up. I want to start doing something different and maybe only doing Hollywood Nights every other year or every couple years. But we went to Indiana Beach.
I'm so glad. Thank you, Your Favorite Coaster Sucks, for having that event at Indiana Beach. It was awesome.
Indiana Beach is the fucking shit. Had we lost that park, that would have been a travesty. Unacceptable.
That would have been terrible. Now, you think, for those that have been to Holiday World, they think Holiday World is out in the middle of Cornfield? No. No, no, no. You need to go to Indiana Beach. Holy shit, that was in the middle of, we're like driving through and it's like Cornfield, boom. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's fucking nowhere, in the middle of nowhere, but.
And you gotta love how they call it a beach, even though it's just like kind of on a lake.
Yeah. Like there's no
actual
beach. Well,
that's what
there.
They do in the Midwest. They don't have beaches. They have lakesides, but they call it a beach.
Right. First thing.
Welcome to beautiful Indiana Lake.
First thing we did though is we went and we rode Lost's coaster of Superstition Mountain.
Oh my god, that was amazing.
What a fucked up weird ride. I love it. So
it was amazing.
Great.
And we didn't even ride it forwards. We only rode it once, but we rode it backwards.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, you think it's done, but it's not done.
It's not.
That shit is not insane and does things coasters should not do.
There's like this weird like little zigzag thing it does right at the like after that when you think it's done, right after that, it does this really steep drop and this crazy zigzag thing where you're like, "How what the fuck just happened?" It's insane.
Yeah, you think it's done and then all of a sudden it throws you around.
Not to mention the weirdest fucking trains on anything. Like little carts.
Straight up.
Those are actually S&M devices. They're just incredibly expensive.
That's why Ben likes it so much. No, that
He's like,
was
dude,
great.
I almost passed out. Oh, okay.
Wait, really?
No. No.
Oh, God. I was like, oh, no.
But more for a different kind of thrill is where I was thinking with that joke.
Oh, right. But the park, though, overall, like, aesthetically, it's so cool. Although,
it really is.
Getting into the park was weird. I'm there with my tickets, and there's ladies standing there, and she's just, like, talking to someone. She's just, like, ignoring. I'm like, what, are you going to scan? And then she just, like, motions to, like, the scanner thing, and it's, like, a handgun scanner. I'm like, okay, do this. And then she just went, yeah. I'm like, okay. So maybe work on that. I think I could have walked in. I don't think we would have even needed tickets to get in, honestly.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
No, I but think it was... would have been right. Although I did purchase season passes while we were there.
You gonna go back soon?
Yeah, because we didn't ride most of the stuff that day.
Right. And you definitely need to go back to that stellar restaurant we went to.
Oh my God.
Oh, that was
if I could get, yummy. If I can get another salad fucking 30 minutes late with some syrup, I think I might just fucking.
Kit, does anyone remember the rundown of this? It was ridiculous.
Well, first we got seated. That went okay.
Yeah.
And then things kind of fell apart from there.
And it did.
It did. Well, the menu was like a printed out piece of paper in like a binder sheet.
And you had to actually leave the park to go to this restaurant.
Yeah, that's
it
right.
Was weird.
And so we go up this restaurant and they seat us. And yeah, the food was almost as good as Holiday World's.
You know what? The food was fine. Yeah, I didn't have a problem with the food, but they were just really confused.
It was our waitress's first or second day there. So, you know, our second day working there.
They were just like brought out the table next to us. They brought out their food and our food together on the same platter. Like, all right, we're not really sure whose is whose. What does everyone have? And that was, you're just trying to get some fucking dressing, man. You just wanted some dressing for your damn salad.
That was after about 25 minutes, too, because they came and checked on us after about 10. We had our drinks and stuff, and they brought water. And then she comes around, a different server came around and checked on us. And she's like, how is everything? And we're like, well, we don't have food yet, so that's kind of a weird question.
No, she dropped off the
bill.
She dropped off the bill like minutes after we ordered. They came and they dropped off the bill.
Yeah, that's right. She drops off the check. She's like, "How's everything?" You know,
it'd be nice if we like had food.
Yeah, that's a really loaded question at this moment.
But you know what? The fried chicken was delicious.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, and they finally get everything sorted out, and there's nothing there for me. And I'm like, yo, I ordered food too. Like, I had a salad. And they're like, what?
Oh, my gosh.
So then they bring this salad out, and I'm like, cool. Like, could I get some dressing and some utensils? And then she brings out fucking these like indeterminate cups.
No, she brought out your utensils and did not bring dressing again.
That's right. This took several times around. We kept asking for shit. And I'm like, I know I'm being an asshole, but also I asked you for everything.
Yeah.
So she brings out these two cups and you're like, Goliath, you're like, I think that's malt vinegar. And I'm like,
it was dark like malt vinegar. I'm like, okay, that's weird. But I, you know, you were wanting a balsamic. So, you know, vinegar, what was it that?
Well, I opened it up and I see it's a little thicker. So I put my fork into it and I taste it and we got us some fucking maple syrup here. So I flagged the waitress down again, and I'm like, yeah, so this is maple syrup. And then she brings out, like, a bottle of, like, clearly store-brand
like, great value.
Great value light vinaigrette.
Oh, man.
She's like, confirmed, this is salad dressing. I'm like, great.
Perfect. So this whole thing we're thinking maybe is going to take 40 minutes for us to eat has been like almost an hour and 20 minutes at this point. And we're like, we have limited ride time. So I'm like, great. Well, we already have the bill. So we go up there to pay. And I'm talking about they put us all on one ticket. I'm like, okay, well, we're going to be kind of separate. And you'd think I had shot her in the face with the look I got. And then God. I was just like, how much is it? I was just like, I just like paid for it. I was like, y'all can Venmo me. I'm not doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that said though, man, I loved everything I rode. We rode the Tiger, which is the old Schwarzkopf.
That was cool.
That thing was fucking kick ass. We rode Cornball Express, which was good, although I hate buzz bars.
Yeah, they're not comfortable.
But their dark ride. The
pirate dark ride was so cool.
It was great, but again, what was the weight limit on that?
350 pounds.
Right. So basically, unless it's like two small people, like it's not really something that people can ride together, which was funny.
But they have two guns.
Because it used to not be that way.
Well, you know why it's that way. You realize how hard it would be to get up that hill with more than 350 pounds?
Well, that's true.
That's the reason it's there.
Now, I got to talk about something that was an absolute highlight of Indiana Beach to me, and that was getting everybody through fucking Frankenstein's castle.
Loved it. That is the shit.
It was special.
Yeah. And if anyone doesn't know, that's like a really awesome old school like walkthrough attraction that they have there. And it's an upcharge. $3.50.
But absolutely worth every fucking cent of that admission.
Absolutely.
Because it lasts for what, like 15 minutes?
It depends
how long you're stuck in that one room.
Well, that's true.
We had 10 of us and it took us fucking forever.
Well, we also all idiots and didn't think to like keep going any of the ways until later. We're like, we opened every door at once and we're like, okay, all of them like kind of don't go anywhere.
It was great though. I love that thing. And then, let's see. Oh, and then we went over to, as we were gonna head out, we did kind of split up though, but then we went to ride Steel Hog on our way out. Now, I predicted because of the Cyber Strait that I was just a little too big for it, and I was, which is fine. I'll get it back out there. However, we got there right before they closed the line, and these poor motherfuckers, they closed the line, and both people just kept getting in line anyways.
Yeah, they did.
Like a bunch. Yeah, they did. And they were kept going over there just screaming, "Don't get in line! The ride is closed! Stop it! Stop it!"
I feel bad for them, man. It was like, they're like, come on, the ride's closed, the line's closed.
And I love it, Glad, once you get up there, the ride up, you're like, how you doing today? He's like, I'm good, I want to go fucking home.
That was a great ride up. Those were great ride ups.
How was the ride, though? I didn't get to ride as much.
It was interesting. It was fun. It was, you know, I enjoyed it more than the Cornball Express.
This is one of those things where you can tell how our body shapes are different. If it's like hip, like my hips and my ass is big. So
it goes over the belly. It's the same restraints as what's the one there?
Powder keg. There. Also, it's the same as powder keg.
Similar to the Gravity Group Timberliners.
Right. And so, but was it, you thought it was okay?
It was okay. It was a fun ride. Lots of hang time.
Right. What's the name of the new roller coaster they're building? I can never remember.
It doesn't have a name yet.
It's American Dryer Looping.
American Dryer Looping.
Right. Either way, it's the one in Mexico that like derailed and people
the
died. And they're
Mexico.
Putting that up. It's looking good, but another person that was there with us pointed out to us how, oh, here's all the marked dents from the fucking accident.
And we're talking pretty nice sized dents. We're not talking about small dents. And the funniest thing, so we're sitting there, we're talking with some other enthusiasts, and our waitress comes up. The waitress that had a hard time separating maple syrup salad dressing. Great girl, but you know, she comes up and we're talking about, you know, why it what's going on with the coaster, and she starts spouting off what's going on with it and what they're doing to fix it. We're like, what? How? You've only been working here two days. It didn't make sense. She's like, oh yeah, the buckets weren't the right buckets down in Mexico. And I was confused about buckets, but whatever.
Does she mean trains?
I guess her roommate is one of the three people that are working on it.
So they have three people building it right now.
That's a crack team right there.
Three people. Absolutely.
Although once it's up, it's going to look real impressive right there in the park, which is some of the weirdest parking situation I've ever seen.
That's because you guys parked over on the far end.
I guess. But either way.
I didn't know the difference.
Well, yeah, because the other side is the main lot. It's bigger. And instead of taking that like route that takes you around Steel Hog and everything, you go over the suspension bridge and come in over by like the Ferris wheel. and the far end of the skyride.
Well, when you go to Google, you have Google tell you to where to go. It sends you to this other backwoods yep. lot.
It does. But, Brian but and when I you were come like, up, there's what first the a turn fuck off where you see this? A big sign.
Well, either way, we made it. It was entertaining. It is a weird fucking park. We haven't got on everything. We still need to get on Hoosier Hurricane and several of the flats yep. and stuff because we had just really limited time. But
I would definitely go back. I'm going to go back.
I cannot wait. That is just a fun fucking
And if
park.
I lived 2 hours away, you better believe I would have an annual pass.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's only 5 hours from me, so I'm probably going to make it again at least one more time this
it's
season.
It's 8.5 hours for me.
Right.
So
you do Disney in a day, bitch.
I will do Disney. I would not drive all the way to fucking Indiana Beach.
I wouldn't drive
There's
to Disney
There's a little
Disney
quality
right now
difference.
Yeah,
neither would I.
So
no restaurants fucking open.
Everyone else though went on their merry way that night. I actually thought maybe some people were going to be staying in the area, so I got a place like, hey, we could have one more night of you know, like drinking and enjoy ourselves. But no, and everyone left.
Slater's
so
like, yeah,
my buddy
stay,
Cameron.
Stay, get a cabin.
I got a place, and I got a place that was well reviewed. All the pictures looked nice. Oh my. Oh fucking my.
Yeah.
I posted some pictures. First of all, I look at the shower. Not only is it like stained and dingy, which I can deal with, but it's literally fucking crumbling. Like the floor is crumbling. I kind of put my foot on it and more of it broke. So like,
oh my
you couldn't
God.
Use this shower. I mean, it looked like a set piece that you'd see at like Hollywood Horror Nights. Okay. It's ridiculous. So then it wasn't just that the air conditioning was broken.
What?
And I thought, hey, maybe they just turned it on as soon as I got here, you know, so it needs to catch. No, it was just broken and it was so hot. And then I was just kind of still laying there miserable and it was already kind of a dirty room and gross. But then all of a sudden, I noticed an ant crawling on me.
Oh, God.
And then I looked, and I realized the whole bed had been swarmed with ants.
Oh, God.
Fucking everywhere. At that point, it's a little bit after midnight, and I, like Cameron, we're leaving. I had tried to call up to the front several times because it said their office was 24 hours. So I drove over there. Absolutely, it was not. They were completely closed up. So literally, I just drove the 6 hours from there home and I stopped like one time and I slept for like 30 minutes just so I could get through. But I did get a refund. I called them like the shower was literally crumbling underneath my feet and I got swarmed by ants and the air conditioning was not working. You will be giving me my money back.
Right?
I have never left a hotel room and I have stayed in some seedy ass fucking stuff normally for only an hour at a time. But I've never left one.
Did you at least go to the bath? Slater was talking about the great gay baths they have at Indiana Beach.
Well, really, I had been told about them. They're like, there's like gay bathhouses out there. And I'm like, considering my experience in this one hotel, I do not want to go to that AIDS syphilis-ridden bathhouse that they possibly have in the area. No, thank you.
But that could have been your chance to find your Dahmer.
Oh shit, Muscle Daddy's still here. I hadn't talked to him.
Well,
I,
you know,
we hadn't heard
this
about
is what
you,
happens when he does
you,
not
so.
Go and do things with us.
I let you all enjoy and talk and everything. I was betting on sports.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you called them for the refund, were they like, I'm so sorry, we had the ant family booked in that room?
Actually, the lady's like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. That air conditioning shouldn't have been working. No excuses for anything else.
Shouldn't have been working?
She says it should have been working.
Okay.
I'm like, well, I still want my money back for the air conditioning that should have but was not working.
Okay, I'll give you the air conditioning. Would you like to explain the fucking rest?
Right.
Courtney Love was ODing in the corner.
I wish she would, fucking bitch. Killed Kurt like
and
that.
And there
what
wasn't
the
even a fucking Bible in the nightstand.
You know, I don't think there was.
There was a Book of Mormon, though. They'll go everywhere.
Talking about a place that that would have had a Bible would be Silverwood. Did you know that EB was at Silverwood the other day?
I did not know.
Yes, somebody went and tried to light one of their wooden coasters on fire. Timber Terror. They tried to light Timber Terror on fire. EB, where were you?
And they did it in such a fucking stupid
way.
Oh,
I'm sorry there, guys.
Oh, it was me.
They cut a small hole in the park fence, climbed in with a can of gas to light the coaster on fire.
I should just start stealing every single one of their characters and just using them because I feel like it.
No, I think you need a new character. And that is Black Metal Thuzy.
Black Metal Thuzy?
He's just a teenager from the suburbs who paints up his face like a Norwegian black metal guy, and he's like, instead of burning churches, he's gonna burn down coasters.
There you go.
He's got a shitty demo tape too, so, I mean.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, well, guys, here's some good news. Looks like, you know, Cedar Point offering to pay people a fair wage has worked. They now have enough employees that they're going to be returning to normal hours for the summer.
Sans gatekeeper.
Now you can go and get it.
Sans gatekeeper.
Man, I am sick of this shit. I want my imported employees as quick as I can, where they don't know what a living wage is because they don't speak English.
Yeah, Jordan needs new accents.
I need new accents.
Now, moving on to Conneaut Lake, who trumped up some bullshit reason that they can't save their turtle ride, but whatever, fuck them. But they're excited to announce a new ride for the park. Did you see what they did?
No.
So they're adding one of those, like, octopus rides, but have you ever seen the ones that are, like, the most flimsy version of them that you see at, like, the cheapest carnivals? You're like, this is gonna break. Like, super, super flimsy.
Yeah, those are my favorite to film, just in case.
Yeah, I think if you film those, you automatically have to put a live leak watermark on it.
Oh, wow.
Are you looking at it?
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't want to feel like that I could actually afford to own one of those and not be at your park.
You said this is at Conneaut?
Conneaut Lake, yeah.
The park that won a $50,000 grant from Pepsi?
No.
Yeah.
$2 million. $2 million, man.
Yeah, they spent $50,000 on the park.
I'll put a picture of the ride in the chat.
I love the blue streak. I love Conneaut Lake Park. It's ridiculous. I think these guys are maybe going to do something with the park, so here's hoping. Right, okay. Like, it's flimsier than I can describe.
Like, I couldn't ride it.
If we sat in it, we would fucking, like, tip the whole fucking thing over.
Oh, Jesus.
God.
That's legal?
I'll add that to the bucket list of ways to unalive myself right there. That's bookmarked.
That's a good one. That's a good way.
That looks like that shit is gonna eject someone at the top of that hill because of, like, how violent the action of the arm is.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. When Coaster Radio was describing that ride that the guys built during the pandemic, that's what I was thinking right there. That level of craftsmanship. And I think they might have done better.
They definitely did do better than this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, also, y'all know, like, in Japan, there's that Sega-like theme park. How do you say it? It's like Joypolis or Joyopolis? I'm not sure how they say it. Either way.
Would you like me to try?
Sure. Do it.
Gee, Everest.
Oh, no. Why do I let you do this?
Because I'm sad.
Because AAPI month is over.
ride this one. Casual racism.
Wait, I'm
look,
feeling to see the casual.
We've had multiple mass shootings. And, look, I've already been accused of homophobia once on one of these shows, so.
I got accused of homophobia. Fucking faggots. Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow. You got accused of homophobia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're right. Fucking hate gay people. They're the fucking worst.
Especially gay thuzies.
But no, either way, these are these really cool, like, ultra arcades that also have, like, dark rides, and the one has, like, a spinning, inverting, like, roller coaster in it, too. We've all seen the videos. But now...
The hamster wheel one?
Wait, what?
Are we talking the hamster wheel coaster?
No. This has been here for a long time.
Oh, but Tim Tracker loves those.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, Tim Tracker also likes the giant cock up his ass, but he still managed to have a kid. So, because she cheated with someone else. His sperm is dead.
Wait. They have a child? I was not aware of
this. I know. How would you ever know?
Well, here's the deal. You don't need a DNA test. We're just going to have to wait until that baby grows facial hair.
Yeah. Is it also a pedophile? Yes.
We just gotta wait for his first words to be, hello!
Good afternoon!
Oh, this is a good deal. We paid $300 for a cheeseburger. This is fair. What's that? We didn't actually pay for it? Thanks, Disney.
Yeah, did y'all hear about the new Goosebumps books that's coming out, but it's set in a water park and it has a headless ghost?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's going to be great. What's the name of it, Slitter?
Just Slitterbond. anyway,
the curse
no, but
of
Joyopolis Baruch. Is what I'm going to call it. Joyopolis is expanding into the UK, so that's officially happening. They already have a space, so that's really exciting. There's like one in London and another place. And they started early development looking at putting them in the United States as well. Right now we know San Francisco and Ooh. Then Chicago are being looked at for the United States. So, and that's up in your neck of the woods, Zach. So, I mean, we're probably looking at 2025, 2026 at the earliest on that. But I really hope that that happens because just for the arcades alone, those things are fucking sick. So,
and we're talking about real arcades, not the stupid ticket-taking machines.
No, like what you get in Japan. Like, it's another level. So
now, is this as nice as a Wonderworks?
As a big fan of Dance Dance Revolution, I am stoked.
Right. It'll be wonderful. And all the pedophiles rejoice, although I'm sure... They're probably going to have some way to try to stop him, but y'all are clever. You're wily. You'll figure it out.
Where they're not going to be able to put one, Six Flags St. Louis, especially if they're selling turkey legs.
So I
did y'all see
don't
that video?
Know what's going on. What happened with this?
So apparently some people decided to... steal turkey legs from a mobile cart. And there's actually a video of everybody stealing turkey legs.
Hey, Bridget, grab them. Quick, put them in your purse.
So was this like a looting locally within the park type of situation?
Yes.
No, there was just a dude named Greg who sells turkey legs outside of the park.
Come get your half-price parking lot turkey legs. If they don't sell here, we'll send them to Knoebel.
I posted the link in the chat of the video of the turkey leg rampage at Six Flags St. Louis.
Now, that does sound like an officially sanctioned event by the park. But
I mean, it really does.
That sounds like a new ride.
That's going to go in the holiday world, though. Turkey leg rampage.
Right next to Gobbler Getaway.
Whenever I
Holy
see turkey
shit,
legs
what
now...
what the fuck is going on?
They didn't want to pay the high price robbery prices of turkey legs, so they went and they stole turkey legs.
What, they're picking them off the ground, though.
There's some that are picking them out of the trash can.
Yeah, so anybody who judges me about the fucking churros in the trash can, they were grabbing turkey legs out of a trash can.
Good news, though, for fat Disney fans, which is all of us. Oh. Tusker House reopens this week.
You mean Ohana?
There you go.
Hold on. Ohana's... They straight up got into a fist fight in this video, and I can't let it go.
Yes, they did.
Not security and another guest. Two guests got into a fist fight after security had started breaking them up.
It's moments like that that really make you realize we're like 2 days, we're like 35 minutes without power from just killing each
I'll
other.
I'll tell you right now, that is exactly what had happened if they did a theme park event and the food wasn't all you can eat. That is exactly what would happen.
There was an event at Kittyland right before it closed here in Chicago area, and they did like quote unquote all you can eat pizza. But the problem is, they started by bringing out three pizzas.
Oh Lord!
Right, and then they were like making more in the back to like bring out. And I remember my brother-in-law took out his stopwatch. And all three were gone in under 40 seconds.
That's amazing. That sounds like waiting for crab legs at the all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet. There's always that fat bitch who's there like, mine!
Well, this is once again why I will take my moment to stan CeCe's pizza.
Oh, no.
That's
I
where I
love
got,
it.
That is where I caught H1N1.
Well, you weren't eating the right pizzas.
No, I was just in the vicinity of a CC's. That's all you need.
Oh, man.
You've never been
I
in there and
CC's.
Seen a fucking child straight up, like, wipe their entire arm with their nose and then, like...
And it's always that kid who has Kool-Aid mouth.
Y'all right? just aren't timing it right. You gotta watch. Watch for a fresh pizza and be there to jump on that shit.
You have way too much technique for CeCe's. It's fucking $5 at the door. You get what you pay for, which is H1N1.
We got a Mr. Gaddy's like 2 minutes from the house. I love Mr. Gaddy's.
Oh, God help
so
us.
So good.
Oh.
I have not eaten at a buffet since the start of the pandemic.
Me and Goliath are going to go to a Brazilian steakhouse soon. We're gonna meet up and we're going to do it.
Hollywood Nights, the last night of Hollywood Nights to go.
Yeah. It just didn't have time. Well, however,
you all enjoy that. I'll go find me a CeCe's.
So let me see here. Probably one of the bigger things that's happened lately, though, is the Avengers campus in California is opened. So
the lead story on Coaster Radio, we're getting to it an hour and 25 minutes into our podcast. This is what you get here, boys.
I watched the Web Slingers video for the ride, the new Spider-Man ride.
I'm glad you prefaced that because... I know you like other videos where the webs are getting slung.
I was going to say, did they really have to make a fucking ride themed after an Urban Dictionary definition?
And did y'all see the video of, like, the stunt show thing they did? It was awkward as fuck, right?
No.
I mean, I haven't seen the video, but I do want to see their fucking animatronic that can flip through the air.
Dude, that thing looks so amazing.
Here's the show. It's got random, like, Tom Holland, like audio being piped in, him saying things, and there's no real story. It's just this guy in a Spider-Man suit tumbling around, not even doing anything that impressive, and then finally, like, he's like, all right, let's do this, and then he, like, runs back behind, and then there's, like, too long of a pause and a wait before the actual animatronic thing goes. So it's just really, like, yes, the animatronic thing looks incredible. But beyond that, it's just like, what are they doing? There's like not even a second person. There's not another Avenger or anything to like do lines off of. It's weird.
I love Tom Holland so much after hearing he pitched a passionate sex scene with Zendaya. he was like, all right, so what if we had like a love scene? And they're like, okay. And then he just escalated it to like, full penetrative sex, and they're like, this is a Marvel movie, Tom. And I'm like, he's shooting a shot. I respect it. Not even mad at him.
Speaking of people shooting their shot, Dollywood's building another fucking resort.
Yeah. Dude,
why is this needed?
It's not needed. I thought they couldn't fill rooms at Dreammore.
Dude, fucking Dreammore is $300 a night.
Yeah.
Fuck Dreammore.
Who's staying there?
I'm going to look it up right now. I'm going to find out how much Dreammore is right fucking now.
I just, because you can go stay at a wonderful, amazing cabin minutes away and it costs you half that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say, with that many cabins, like, that's pretty much that entire area is just dotted with fucking cabins.
Yeah, there's, even after the forest fires, there's no shortage of places to stay.
lodging is not an issue there. Why the fuck would they charge that much?
If you're going to build lodging, build it next to fucking Silver Dollar City. That doesn't have shit.
And not to mention, they announced this, but they also announced that they're investing $500 million over the next 10 years in that park. So they're like, COVID who? They're not slowing down.
I mean, it's Tennessee, so that doesn't surprise me.
Right.
There's a reason we didn't go to...
No one liked Grandma anyways.
Let her die.
Just get it done. Lord.
Look, if I don't have to fucking pay for Grandma, you know, that's fine.
Do we have a price? I'm waiting.
I'm trying to fucking find one.
You know it's worse when they're hiding their price, right? You know it's high.
The problem is finding it.
Okay, now I gotta say this. I'm typing in shit, and it's like, there's no available nights.
Jesus.
Hey, maybe it's just like, I use hotels.com. Maybe that's just fucking up.
Random week in September, a standard room is $239.
And that's off-season.
This is Smoky Mountain Road Trip. You get 30% off. Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, God.
And that's king and a bunk.
Look, I mean, if people are going to go to it, that's awesome. I mean, you know, you spend your money how you want to spend your money. But when they're talking about, like, oh, we might build 3, 4, maybe 5 resorts.
Well, okay, and like, what blows my mind is Silver Dollar City doesn't have one, and that park actually could use it.
Yes, they could. I don't camp, and so to find a good hotel, we had to go like fucking.
The nicest resort is over 20 minutes away.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of people who like to resort.
I had to share a cabin with 3 cock hungry gays.
And listen, it was wonderful. Your dick looked wonderful in those shorts, darling. Wonderful.
Those were not shorts. Those were my boxers.
I know. And I kept hoping that there would be an accident, but it didn't happen.
You know, now would be the time. You missed out because now most of my boxers have, like, fucking holes in them and shit, so you would have...
You know, I'm going to come to visit soon anyways. But you know what? It's fine. You're old news. I'm into Ben now.
I know you are.
The amount of times I heard, holy shit, he's hot, when I was at Holiday World coming from Slater.
It wasn't just me.
No, it wasn't, but you're the one
that... Let Slater live his best life.
I was not complaining. I was sharing.
Ben, anyways, if you're listening, I'm not encouraging this.
Okay, when I said to Zach, God damn, Ben is hot, he's like, no! No! That's like my brother, no!
Yep.
But I don't care. I don't believe in people's personal space. Speaking of that, though, we gotta go. We gotta wrap this shit up. But before we do, of course, we gotta do our final thoughts. And we'd like to generally start that with the guest. So, Goliath.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I know, Zach. What are your final thoughts?
I don't know if I should take that as like, am I getting a standing invite now? No, but thanks for having me on. It was really great to hang out at Holiday World in Indiana Beach. And to actually properly meet you and Goliath in person. Sorry you didn't get to meet you this time, Jordan, but...
I'm a fucking mystery.
Sure are. Evasive motherfucker.
I just don't like people.
All right, Goliath, now about you. What are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are, if you want to do it, you can. That's right. Look at me. I was actually able to ride a roller coaster this trip that I was too fat to fit on previously. Just, you know, stop eating. Stop eating a lot. That's the big thing. Don't eat as much. Don't go to the all-you-can-eat buffets. I mean, that's one good thing about COVID. It helped me. So, you know, just stop eating as much.
If you want to make it fit, push harder.
That's right. Just push harder. And also, go to the ride that you're not going to fit on first before you get bigger.
Maybe don't eat an entire cow while you're there.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to do when the park's giving it to you for free, man. That's my final thought. Muzzle Daddy, what's your final thought?
My final thought is, you know what? Actually, don't. Just don't try. It's easier that way.
And you're not wrong.
You know, it's just better for everyone. And hopefully that great bearded cunt in the sky will just smite us all.
Mm.
Slater, what are your final thoughts?
Well, my final thoughts are I went to, you know, Hollywood Nights. I tried to ride Ben, and I still walk ashamed him. Alright, we gotta get the fuck out of here, but before we do, y'all need to know how to get a hold of us. So, Zach, how can people find you and your podcast on the internet?
Your favorite coaster sucks. Type it in wherever. We're everywhere.
Wherever.
It's very easy. We're everywhere. It's the same name. And if you take offense to it, good. Fuck off.
Well, I'm going to do a rip-off podcast called Your Favorite Coaster Slaps.
Coaster Sucks Fan.
Oh, God. No, not
fan. I'm going to do a very positive podcast.
I'm going to create, if you create Your Favorite Coaster Sucks Fan, I'm going to create Your Favorite Coaster Sucks Fan.
Yeah, and you're, of course, Zach is also a musician. Do you have anywhere people can go to kind of hear what you got, or is that all still in...
Yeah, no, I got a SoundCloud page and a MixCloud, so you can find my tunes over on SoundCloud. The name is Dole Whip, just like the treat, except it's D-O-L-W-I-P, one word.
Dole Whip? All right.
And also because he is full of pineapple.
That is correct. It makes
you
taste good.
That's why his wife likes them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Goliath, where can people find you?
I'm over on Twitter at RTO Goliath. I'm on Instagram at Coaster Eats, and you can find me every weekday broadcasting from 6 to 8 a.m. over on Twitch.
I actually showed up to one of those the other day.
He did. Freak Show Incorporated. Yeah. Come check it out. Especially if you've got Amazon Prime, you can connect your Amazon Prime and subscribe for free.
All right.
Yeah. Muscle Daddy, where can they find you?
You can find me at RTO Muscle Daddy on Twitter. And, I don't know, just look for me. You'll find me elsewhere. Slater, where can we find you?
Well, of course, you can find me at RTO Slater. Of course, we have a show Twitter at Ride This One. Instagram's the same. We have a phone number. We like your voicemails. We'd like to hear your reviews, what you all been up to. Shit, just call and insult us. We're used to it.
Hey, Slater, when are we going to release our app?
You know
why
what?
Are you asking Slater?
And then
why are you asking Slater?
You know what? Just use Coaster Radio's app. Send reviews and stuff there, but then say it's for Ride This One, and Mike can just send it. To
That's right.
So
that's
it is now officially the Coaster Radio / Ride This One. No, I'm sorry, the Ride This One / Coaster Radio app. So just do that, or you can call us at 26 Ride This.
That's 267-433-8447. Call or text, motherfuckers.
Call or text. And of course, we have an email, ridethisonepodcast@gmail.com. That's where you can send all of your dick and cunt pics. We want them, well, only kind of. But, and of course, ridethisonepodcast.com, excuse me.
And we also have a bunch of like other URLs though.
Or
shave your cunt.
Or shaveyourcunt.com. Or we have a few
websites.
But if
you go to coastersstudio.com,
pulled pork,
you will go.
Speaking of a person who's completely different than him, Ribs and Bacon, it was great to hang out with you. I feel like I got a proper hangout with you. Great guy. Look forward to hanging out with you again. I want to have you on the podcast again. and see what happens there. But you know what, guys? We gotta go. So until next time, notice me, Ben!
Dave's not here, man.
God damn it, Slater.
Click, click, motherfucker.